Welcome to the Michael Lawson Speaks podcast. And before we begin, I want to encourage you to head over to YouTube where you can check out this episode on visual at Michael Lawson Speaks, the YouTube channel. Go check it out. Let's talk about why we hate. Hate is such an ugly word, and yet we can't escape the fact that there is so much of it in this world. And it's only getting worse. Just turn on the news to hear about the countless, senseless acts of violence being perpetrated. Now, we hate for all kinds of reasons that, quite frankly, are very hard to comprehend. For example, we hate entire people groups based on an encounter we had with a single person from that group. Or, crazier still, we hate because we've allowed ourselves to be influenced by what we hear or read from some supposed trusted source. Or even worse is that we hate because of how we are raised. But ask yourself, is there ever a good reason to hate someone? And before you answer that, let's first define it. Merriam-Webster defines hate as an intense hostility and aversion usually deriving from fear, anger, or a sense of injury, extreme dislike, or disgust. Whoa. So let me ask you this. Do you hate anyone? And before you try to justify your hate and make yourself feel better by saying you don't actually hate anyone or you have a very good reason to hate, remember that whatever you hate, it is derived from fear, anger, or a sense of injury, none of which are good reasons to hate. I mean, think about that for a moment. Your hate is essentially coming from fear, and we know that fear is irrational. We fear what we don't understand, and that fear turns into hate. Many of the misplaced anger that we do have is because no one is willing to confront the real culprit, the person in the mirror. Hate is a terrible condition that no amount of medical exams and blood work will ever reveal what the real problem is. And that problem is that hate is a condition of the heart. It shows the deep pain that we are in, and what we see outwardly is not even close to the pain and suffering going on inside of the person who is acting out. Whether that be in outbursts or fits of rage to yourself or others, that hurt inside, if not dealt with, is dangerous, and you don't need me to tell you that. Just turn on the news. But is there ever a good reason to hate? Yes. Yes, there is. It's evil, and we should absolutely hate everything that is evil and love everything that is good. But how do we really know what's good? We can say this is good or that is good, and someone else can say that it's not. What do we use as the measure of good? Is there a universal definition somewhere? Is there an arbiter of all that is good? And if there is, wouldn't this arbiter of all that is good themselves have to be good or perfect for that matter? Because if there's a standard of good, then the standard bearer has to be beyond good, perfect if you will, so that there is no question that the definition of good is in fact reliable. But who fits this description? Who is perfectly good without blemish? Your mom? Your dad? How about your teacher? What about politicians, or better yet, your pastor, priest, rabbi, or what about the Pope? Now, of course, I'm being facetious because we all know that there is no one on this planet that is perfectly good and without blemish. In fact, there's only ever been one to walk this earth to fit that description, and oh, by the way, just happens to be the one who brought everything into existence, including you and me, and he has already told us what good is. You see, there are so many layers to why we hate, but at the core, it's because we've turned away from the source of all that is good and redefined what is good in our own eyes. For example, we no longer put God first, we idolize everything but God, we routinely misuse God's name. We no longer honor mother and father. We murder mercilessly. We've minimized adultery by calling it an entanglement. We take what doesn't belong to us without remorse, we lie with impunity, and we desperately envy what other people have, and we wonder why we hate. Ever wonder why people actually hate? Those are the 9 reasons why we hate, and it starts with taking a real hard look in the mirror. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Look forward to seeing you on Michael Lawson Speaks YouTube.